الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الحياء من الإيمان وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحياء شعبة من الإيمان وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل دين خلقا وخلق هذا الدين الحياء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected brothers and elders, a fortnight ago, we spoke about a certain characteristic and a nature of insan which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed every human with, which is called haya. Shame, bashfulness, modesty, and also self-respect. And in Urdu we call it sharam. This week, inshallah, we would like to speak about a specific type of shamefulness which is called haya imani. That haya that a person who has iman has to have within him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon every Muslim iman and Islam. The ulama explained that iman concerns those beliefs, those feelings, those thoughts that a person has within him, in his heart and mind. And this is a conviction or a belief system that he lives with, which cannot be seen. There are signs of this iman that a person has within him, but nobody can see the actual iman that a person has. How is this manifested? By Islam. And Islam means the outward actions that a person does that conforms with the inward belief that he carries. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, every insan, to accept tawheed, to accept the uniqueness and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ilah, He is the creator, maker, nourisher of this human being. And this person must accept this in life. And if he dies with this tawheed, that my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the only one worthy of worship, then he will go to Jannah. To strengthen this inward belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us commandments that a person when he fasts, when he performs hajj, when he reads salah, when he takes care of what he looks at, he worries about what he listens to, he cares about what he says with his mouth. So all these actions, they strengthen his inward belief that I worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I live only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same individual, if he is doing all the amal of deen, he follows all the instructions and injunctions of the religion of Islam, but he doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, according to Quran, is called a munafiq, meaning that he has no iman, but he does all the actions. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even a munafiq will not miss salatu jamaat. Every person who outwardly expresses that he is a Muslim, he is to read Salah with Jamaat. But a munafiq, according to Quran, is that person who has absolutely no iman in his heart. He only does the outward action. And this person, according to Quran, he is worse off than a normal kafir or mushrik. Hum fi darkil asfali minan nar. So what we learn from there is that only to believe and not do outward actions will weaken that belief that is inside, because there is no outward action to strengthen that which is inside, or to manifest that which is inside, or to prove that which is inside. That is why some kitabs have that every key has teeth. The teeth are the amal. You have the key, but what about those teeth that will open the door? And on the other hand, you have a person who has no iman, but he does the actions of deen. This is useless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a definite relationship between what a person believes and what he does. How deceptive this world is, that when a person indulges in any worldly matter, he has the ability, the financial ability, to change his car. He goes and changes his car. He feels like having an ice cream. He eats that ice cream. Whatever he wants to do from a material perspective, he never asks himself, why do I have to do this? Do I have to do this? What is the benefit in me doing this? He will not ask himself. But when it comes to deen, sometimes there are fara'is, like coming for salat with jamaat. Sometimes there are those virtuous injunctions that are prescribed by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He still wants to know, what is the benefit of me doing this action? Do I have to do this action? He has to ask himself, he has to force himself to do this action. It doesn't come naturally. This is the test, you may call, or this is the deception of living in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected the inside, the belief system that a person carries, and the outward action to such an extent that every action that a person does outwardly must impact inwardly. And that is why we fulfill the amal of this deen. That every time I do something pleasurable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time I am obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am increasing in my level of conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that I am living for. Likewise, every time I do an act that is futile, that is not pleasurable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I am contributing to a deficiency, a lesser conviction that I already have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it was that action could only be produced because there was a deficiency in your belief system at that time.